Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. I'm Emily Rogers and I am your host. I'm here to support you to take the leap and lead your life where you want to be. Are you ready to take that leap? Let's get in and hear today's episode. Five horrible things that can happen when you feel exhausted. Do you get to the end of the day and feel exhausted? You flop on the couch feeling like you just can't do anymore. If this is you, then it's likely that there's some horrible things that have been happening in your life, things that happen because of your exhaustion. Firstly, you resent your family. You've been carrying the mother load for years, day in, day out, doing the same errands. It's always you that gets things done. It's always you that's expected to get them done. Now you're wondering, does it always have to be this way? The second thing is you start to snap at your kids and your partner. You've noticed that you're snapping at your kids. The smallest things seem to build up and you suddenly explode. You know you shouldn't raise your voice. You know you shouldn't get sarky. And you know you shouldn't be grumpy. But you just can't help it. Number three, you're skipping things. Yesterday you skipped your exercise. You felt that you didn't have enough time with everything else you needed to get done. But let's be honest, you did manage to spend at least 20 minutes sitting on the couch scrolling on your phone. You know it's not the way it should be. You know you'd feel better after exercising, but it's just so hard to make it a part of your routine. Four, you say yes to everything. Have you noticed that you say yes to everything that you're asked to do? And worse still, you're often saying yes without even thinking about it. Your kids are more than capable of pouring their own drink. But you switch into auto mode and you do it without thinking. It's time to start saying no to some of those little things. It's time to stop trying to please everyone all the time. And five, you talk yourself out of taking action. Do you sometimes identify something that looks interesting or maybe exciting, but then you find you talk yourself out of taking a step that would get you closer to it, leaving that thing hanging there like a lost dream, never to be experienced? Your indecision, your worry, your overthinking, it robs you of being present and enjoying life as it is right now. Are you wondering how you let your life get to this point? How did you let your exhaustion create these horrible things in your life? As mothers, we're so used to carrying the mother load day in and day out that we don't even notice these horrible things that can happen because we're feeling exhausted. These horrible things have become a natural part of your day. So here's my question. Are you wanting to move forward again? Are you wanting more energy in your life to stop these horrible things happening? I'm going to share three tips to increase your energy levels and overcome the exhaustion. Firstly, reduce your screen time. Stop watching TV and scrolling on social media whenever you're not sure what to do or you have a quiet moment. At the very least, reduce the amount you consume. Nothing is going to zap your energy faster than being on a screen. So try limiting your TV to one episode of a favorite show. What about on social media, scrolling? Can you spend 5 minutes a day catching up on friends' activity? In addition to gaining energy by not being on a screen as much, if you put your devices down earlier in the evening, you'll get improved sleep quality too. My second tip, create routines. I am a big believer in the power of routines. If you create your routines as a family, your kids and your partner know what's expected of them and when. We all, as a family, we have our checklist on the fridge. The girls can check it and they can do what's next on their list without me nagging them. So think about the routines you can easily create in your home, then discuss them as a family to ensure that everyone's on the same page. create visual reminders to help everyone helps to keep them accountable, and it reduces the mother load that you need to carry. And last but not least, it's okay to say no. As a mum, we want to and we try to do everything, but we're not helping ourselves or those we love. Being asked to do something doesn't mean you have to say yes. Learn to say no to the things that you don't want to do or don't bring you positive energy. Take back control of your life again. Look, I know these are super simple steps, and I'm sure they're not new to you. But if you've noticed these horrible things that have been exhaustion has been causing in your life, then today is the day to take action. Now, if you want to take action but you're not sure where to start, then I invite you to check out the Productivity Lab. Go to theleaptolead.com/productivity. This is your opportunity to stop the cycle of exhaustion and frustration, and in a few simple steps, feel like a new person. Feel good at the end of your day. Maybe even proud of yourself. Go to theleaptolead.com/productivity and you can find all the details there.